The Gemara Daf Nun Tes Omid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Bona Bais Chodesh V'Kona Kelim Chadoshim Simeka Becha Shechiyonu Om Rav Huna. Rav Huna Shita is Lo Yishonu L'She'ein Lo Yikiyotze Behen. That means I don't own these Kelim at home. I'm buying a new car. I'm buying a new important piece of clothing. Not Stam Ampolios. You don't make a Shechiyonu for clothing that is not Choshev like Bona Bais Chodesh. Has to be Kelim Chadoshim on that Chshivas, not that level of a bias, but has to be something that brings you simcha. So lo yishonu l'she'ein lo kiyotzben. I don't own a car. I don't own a suit or whatever you're making a shechiyonu on. Aval yesh lo kiyotzben. If you have it, if you own it, even though you didn't buy it, you own it. You own it. You yashin it. You got it as a gift. Even though you're merely having it, ein tzoch levorch mach nish kein brocha. Reb Yechon says, no, afilo yesh le kiyotze behen. Even if you have kiyotze behen, afilo yesh le kiyotze behen, tzoch levorech. That means that even if you own it, you still make a brocha. Reb Yechon is more mekel in the brocha, so to speak. He says, even if you own it, not that you bought it, but you own it. Owning it, you still make a brocha, as long as you didn't buy it. If you buy it, then you don't make a brocha. But I already bought once a car. I'm not going to make a bracha when I buy a new car. That's a shita of Reb Yochanan. But if you own it, just because you have it, avada you make a bracha. Zok the Gemara daf samacholam omer aleph michlal according to this lishna the chikono v'chaz v'kono. If you buy it once and then you go and buy it again, the same item, meaning a second suit, so then divra hakol ein tzach levoch. Then according to everyone, you don't make a bracha again. Not according to Huna, not according to Reb Yochanan. Reb Yehuda says you don't make a bracha unless you don't even own it. And Reb Yochanan says, if you own it, you make a bracha, as long as you don't buy it. But if you buy it and then you bought it again a different time, the same item a different time, then of course you don't make a bracha going to anyone. V'ikadami, the second listener says, Om Rav Huna, everyone is a notch further. Rav Huna says, Lo yishon el shloi kona v'choz v'kona. When does Rav Huna say this din, that you make a bracha of Shechiyonu as long as you didn't acquire it? If you have it, be a rush you make, even if you own it. Like we said before in Reb Yochanan, he's saying now Rav Huna. When you make the Shechiyonu, as long as you didn't buy it once upon a time. Reb Yochanan says that here you make a brach even by kona. You make a brach even if you want. Like that's what we paskin. We make the Shechiyonu if you buy something just because you bought it once in your lifetime. Michlal, we can do some the second listener. Everyone agrees that if you merely have it in your house, even if Huna agrees, everyone agrees you make a bracha. Rav Huna just says you don't make a bracha when you bought it once upon a time. But in the second list, everyone agrees if you own it, that doesn't mean that you don't make a bracha if you buy it for the second time. First time was a matana or a yerusha. Second one was a kinyan. So the kuliyam etzach levarich. These are the two listeners. Zakmah may say the following kasha. Someone builds a new home and he doesn't have a home similar to that. Kelim chadoshim, a new suit, a new car, a new kli. So it says over here only if you don't own it at all. If you own it, that's a meyer shita. Very similar to what Rav Huna shita was in Lishna Kama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you always make the bracha. Say if you have it, say if you don't own it. So Bishlam in Lishna Kama, Rav Huna is Kremeyer. Rav Huna, the first sheet that it says only she'ena kiyotze ben, is like Kremeyer over here, and Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan, the first Lishna Kama that says afilo yesh, even if you own it, you make a bracha, is like Rabbi Yehuda over here. Benk Rabbi Katzach Levorich. So that makes sense. Say if you own it, say if you don't own it. Ela Lishna Basra that says that Rav Huna says lo yishonu shloi kona v'chaz v'kona. You only make the bracha if you didn't buy it. If you own it, then you make the bracha. And Rabbi Yochanan says even kona v'chaz v'kona make a bracha. So fact the Gemara according to the Lishna Basra bishlem Rav Huna kem Yehuda. Rav Huna stems like Rav Yehuda because Rav Huna says lo yishonu shloi kona v'chaz v'kona. As long as you didn't buy it, owning it, you make a bracha. That's like a Yehuda shita over here. Ela Rabbi Yochanan that says the Omar Kaman, Rabbi Yochanan is like whom? According to the Lishna Kama, Lishna Basra, I mean, Rabbi Yochanan says you make a bracha even by kona v'chaz v'kona, like we do. You make a bracha even when you buy it, and then a year later you buy it again. So that's like no one in the Braisa. Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer, come on. Loik Reb Meir, veloik Reb Yehuda. It's like neither. Answer the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Who had the Reb Yehuda? A Kong to Reb Yehuda that says, Ben Kreven Kachzach Levarich in the Lishna Basra. It doesn't mean, say if you own it, say if you don't own it. It means even if you bought it once upon a time. The Gemara, who had the Reb Yehuda, Kono Chaz Vekono, Nami Tzach Levarich. So why is the machlokes by yeshloi? Let the machlokes be by kona v'chazav kona. To tell us the chiddush of Rameya that filu kona v'yeshloi, that even if you once upon a time bought it and you have it, ain't tzach levarech v'koshken kona v'chazav kona. That filu kona v'yeshloi ain't tzach levarech, even if you bought it now, not once upon a time. If you bought it now and you once upon a time owned it, still tzach levarech by koshkein kana v'chaz v'kana the ain tzach levarech again. V'hara komifik b'yeshloi v'kana. Why is it machlokes by yeshloi? Lo'idiacha koyched rameya. Afilu kana v'yeshloi. Even though I once upon a time owned it, ain tzach levarech. You don't make a bracha if you once owned it. According to Rameya, Rameya says you don't make a bracha to an extreme. Even if you once owned it, so koshkein kana v'chaz v'kana you don't make a bracha. The ain tzach levarech. So that's why it says the koyched rameya, but really Rabbi Yehuda holds tzach levarech even by kana v'chaz v'kana. Fact, more v'lifik by kana v'chaz v'kana. Why is the machlokes not by kana v'chaz v'kana? Let it say the koyched Rabbi Yehuda that by kana v'chaz v'kana you make a bracha. Zog gemara the ain't tzach levarech, and according to the rameya, lo yadiach koyched Rabbi Yehuda that you are mevarech. Let it say the case of mevarech that even by kana v'chaz v'kana. Zog gemara koyched the tera odif. We rather say the machloikas, not by kona v'chaz v'kona, koicha d'etera, which is the koicha of Reb Meir, that says you don't make a bracha. As I stated in Gemara, you know, we know koicha d'etera odif means that someone who is being makel on an iser, he's being makel and he allows it. Here, it's a big chiddush to call this a koicha d'etera, that's a tzlach kasha. Because over here, what shaykh koicha d'etera to tell us the chiddush in Reb Meir? Reb Meir says that you don't make a bracha. Adarab, to make a bracha is the koich de teira. Make a bracha means you're not choshish for the is of loisisa, or make a bracha of atola. So why would koich de teira be Remeya's din? Why would koich de teira be Remeya's din? That you don't make a bracha, that would not seem like koich de teira. Koich de teira would be a chiddush to say that you make a bracha. So the teretz that the Samachani want to give, maybe the Tzach himself, that the Birchas Shechiyono over here, the chiddush is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a chiyuv to make the bracha. And according to Rameya, ain't tzorich levarich. The koich de teira is that there's ain't tzorich, we're not mechayev you. That's the koich de teira. The koich is that we're not mechayev you to make the bracha, even though the question is it a simcha or not? And there's no question of bracha levatola. There's no loisisa over here, and that would be the chiddush that they want to say. Now, the halalocha legabe, the bircha shechiyonu, we paskin even by kona v'chozev v'kona, if there's a simcha, obviously. It has to be a simcha. And even, Mishabura brings, even by Kalim Yeshonim, meaning, I'm buying a second-hand car. If I'm besimcha, second-hand house, it doesn't mean it has to be brand new, bona bayis chodosh, it's totally in the simcha. And begodim, like I said, it has to be lafuke ampolios, it can't be something that is not choshev at all. Zok du mara vayte, mevoyech ala ro, kshem shvoyech ala toivo, hey chidomi, what's the case of ro that brings about toivo? Zog di gemara, hechi domi kon shok al bitka ba'ara, afagav de tova hi ledidei, meaning, even though there was a flood that took place now to his field, afagav de tova hi ledidei, de mask ara sirtoin, v'shvocho, it's a shvach that eventually the field gets irrigated, even though now it's being flooded, but hashtami erohi. You make a dynamic because you look at the hashto, hashto it's go. What kind of raw? Even a raw that eventually might bring about a toiva. Because if you look in the future, it's irrigated. But right now, it's flood. So you make the dine emet because hashtami raw. And likewise, faked, ala toiva. Hechidomi, you're going to ashkach mitzia. You find a mitzia. Mitzia seems now like a very good thing. Hashtar, it's tavo. So you make a toiva metiv. Hashtami, ashkach mitzia, depends. A toiva metiv, it's for others too. If it's for yourself, it depends. But the ashkach mitzia, avagav the royal day, even though it's why is it Rola Didei? Because the Ishoma ben Malka Shokolei, we're talking about, we know that the Melech is going to take it away. Hashtami a toivi, but right now it's a toiva. The law of the land is, any Mitzia, you have to pay an enormous amount of taxes, whatever it is. So it might end up being a Ra. But has to be a tova, so you make the hatoiv bracha. You don't make the dayan emes bracha. Hoyse ishtem uberes. If his wife was pregnant, v'omer yirot and shtel zocho, harei zu tvila shov. It's a tvila shov. Now, this din of tvila shov is because it's ready after conception, after 40 days. It's a tvila shov. The Yeshua's Yankov, Ramosha has a tshuva on this. Yeshua's Yankov brings in Tofesh Behei that if tvila was discovered by a tvila shov, you're menaka from your shuyas. So it's not a good thing. And Ramosha explains it's because you're being soimich al anes. Ain't soimich al anes. You're doing a tvila that is, you're expecting a menes golui because it's tvila shov, because it's ready la'acha maisa. So then it's called ain't soimich al anes. Ramosha on Chaim Beis, Kufir Aleph. Now, the Kiduah, the Achronim ask that by the Alanisim, or by the, when the first one forgot Alanisim, we make a special Rachman. Hu Yasalonu Nisim. Why is it not called the Tzemchen Alanes? So the Teretz says, because that's for a Tzibur. Yasalonu Nisim. When do we say in Tzemchen Alanes? That's for a Yochid. Masha Enkein, a Tzibur, that's different. Because for a Yochid, you're being Tzemchen your Schos. Oh, you have the Schos, so that's Tzemchen Alanes. A Tzibur, Tzibur is roy sometimes. There's people amongst the Tzibur that Nisim happened to them. That's not called Tzemchen Alanes. Frag the Mavaloy Mahanagachmi, Tfilah doesn't help. For such an instance, by Taylor Zohar, Moshe Rav Yosef, V'acha yold a bas, Leah had a bas, Dina, V'atikra shmo Dina. My V'acha, what do you mean after? After what? Omer Rav Lach, Shedona Leah din ba'atzma. She was done a din. V'omer, she said, Yud be shvotim asidin lotzis mi yankiv. The benavua, the imoiz, knew that it's going to be 12 shvotim. Shishi yotzim mi many. I already had the first six. Uven, Shimon, Levi, Yudu, Yisachas, Vulun. V'alba min ashvachos. Dona Naftali and Godin Osher from Bila and Zilpa. They both had two. There's already 10 from the Shvatim were born. Im zeh zachar, now I'm pregnant, Leah says. If this is going to be a zachar, loite achoisi rochel, my sister Rochel is going to have children. If she's not even going to have a minimum of two sons, she'll be less than the Shvachos. Loite achoisi rochel, kachas ha-shvachos, she'll be less than the Shvachos. If I have a son, I'm taking the 11th shevet. There'll only be one more shevet left. Miyad nebchol abas. So the tefillah made it that it was nishapach to abas. Dina was supposed to be a zachar turned into abas. Shenem avatikra shmo dino. So we see Al-Rabbonim that Rachmi helps. Rachmi helps. Is Nehapchol Abbas. It's not a Tfilah Shov. Answer the Gemara, Ein Maskirim Maisen Nisim. Don't make a raya from the Imois. Maisen Nisim from the Imois is not a raya to our din of Tfilah Shov. Yirotzen Shtelet Ishri Zohar. Biboy Seymo. Another Teretz is, the Leia B'toich HaBoim Yoyim Ahava. We just said that when is a Tfilah Shov? 40 days after conception. Mashenkin in the first Mem Yoim, then it's not a Tfilah Shov. The first 3 days after the relationship, Yevakesh Odom Rachmim, Sheyasriach, that the Zerah should not be Masriach, should be Koilet. Mishloish Vadaboim, from 3 to 40, Yevakesh Rachmim, Sheyazachar, there should be a Zachar. Then it's not a Tfilah Shov, then it's not yet, it still can change the if it's going to be a Zachar and a Keva. The first from 40 days to 3 months, Yevakish Rachim Shlo Yeh Sandal. It shouldn't be a squashed, a sandal. Meaning, if she'll be Miss Aber, again, then the Uipoich is the Tzur of the first. From 3 months to 6 months, Yevakish Rachim Shlo Yeh Nefel. It shouldn't be a Nefel. It should be born. It should come out B'Sholoim. Frag the Gemara, Umi Mahani Rachmi. The fact that Gemara Kasha now, Rashi explains, Umi Mahani Tfilah Lezocha Afilah B'Toich HaBoim Yoim? L'chayra, even Tfilah B'Toich HaBoim Yoim will make a difference, because it's totally in the Hazra, who was Mazriya Tchilo, if it's a Zocha and a Keva. So what does Tfilah help the first 40 days? Ba'omer Rabbi Yitzchak B'Rein Rav Ami, Ish Mazriya Tchilo Yilel, it's the Keva. Ish Mazriya Tchilo Yilel, it's Zocha, Shenema Ish Akis Azriya Yol, the Zocha. When does Tfilah help? In the case of Yizriya Shnei Vasachas. If it's Yizriya Zohar, Yizriya Hutchila or Hitchila, it's dependent on Zohar the Keva. So Tfilah is not going to change. It's Nafkamina is when Yizriya Shnei Vasachas. So it's not yet decided. So then Tfilah can help. If someone's traveling on the road and he hears a kol tzvacha, don't say a yirotz and it shouldn't be my bias because it's ready passe. It's a tefillah shov. Tonar about a ma'ase b'hil azoken. There's a ma'ase b'hil azoken shei bo b'derech v'shomer kol tzvacha b'yil. Or my muftach ani shein ze b'tech beisi. I'm guaranteed it's not in my home. V'olav akos v'oimel mishmua ro lo yiro. From a bad shmua he'll not be fearful. Nochon liboy b'tuach v'ashem. Omar Rove, Kol Hechad the Drash Lahaikro, Miresha Le Sefer, Madish Misefer Le Resha, Yidash Le Posek, from the beginning to the end, from the end to the beginning. Meaning, Midish Miresha Le Sefer, Midish as follows. Mishmurah lo yirawaisi, not scared of a shmurah. Matam, nochen liba betuch Hashem, because he's betuchen in the Eibishter. Misef el reisha midrash, nochen liba betuch Hashem. You know why he's betuch Hashem? Because mishmurah lo yirah, because he's not fearful of a shmurah. Now, this maisa is not a maisa lista. We just said before that you shouldn't be mispalal to Tila Shovbay, Betuachni, that it's not Bebesi. So how did Hill do this? The Teretz Gufa is, the Gemara is bringing these psukim, that if you have Azad Dag of Bitochen, then it's not a Tila Shov. If you're like Hill Azokin, you have such a strong Dag of Bitochen, then it's not a Tila Shov, even though if you say Shaloy Bebesi. Zok the Gemara the following. How would Talmida? The Tzion, Chazir come after he saw that he was scared. Why are you being scared? Omale, Chato at, are you a Balchet that you're scared? The Chsiv, Pochdu Betzion Chatoim. Omale, Voksiv, what do you mean? Why shouldn't I be fearful? Shaitan Posik, Ashri Odom, Mefachetomid. A person always has to be fearful. Omale, who be Devetarixiv? That's going on Devetera. What do you mean by Devetera? You have to be fearful. Zok Drashi, Ashri Odom, Mefachetomid, Shemotishtakach Mimenu. A person might forget his learning. You have to be fearful that you because you might forget. So in Mela, you have to constantly chaza. And that's the Ashrei Odom Mefache Tomid. And Chanami, from Chatoim, a person should not be fearful if he's not a Balchet. Yehuda Banosin Avishokel V'Ozer Basreid Rav Amnuna Asnach, he saw it. Omele Yisurim Omalei Yisurim boy, how gavra lasuya nafshe. You want to bring Yisur upon yourself by sighing. Dichsiv ki pochat pocharati vayaseni vashiyagoti yovali. Fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? Why should sighing cause Yisurim? You're supposed to be fearful and sighing. Voksiv ashkod mefachet tomid. So Gemara, how dibeteiksiv? That mefachet tomid is going on that you shouldn't forget your learning. That's what the mefachet tomid is. So Gemara, nichas krach. You make a special yirotzim when you enter. Tonag abonu mechnosos ma'u oimer. What do you say mechnososoy? Yirotzim afnecha Hashem l'kai. Shetachnisen l'kach zeh l'sholim. Nichnas, if you entered, oimer, mo'edin afnecha Hashem l'kai. Shechnestani l'kach zeh l'sholim. That I entered. That I will enter and that I entered. Because lots of you want to leave. Oimer yirotzim afnecha Hashem l'kai. V'kevesai. Shetotien l'kach zeh l'sholim. I should exit peacefully. Yotzo oimer mo'edin afnecha Hashem l'kai. Shetestani l'kach zeh l'sholim. Ukshem shetestani l'sholim. So you make a special bracha kach talichen l'sholim. A special bakosha. Then in the future talichen l'sholim. V'tis mecheni l'sholim. V'satzi deni l'sholim. V'satzi leni mikav kol oyev oyev baderech. And I should be saved from all oyev baderech. Oimer Rav Master loishon al bekach. She'ain donin v'horgin boy. It's only a krach that they're not donin v'horgin boy. Aber krach she donin v'horgin boy leis lombo. But a krach that they're donin v'horgin boy leis lombo. Meaning, zog drashi, leis lombo yizor ba'atzmoy shle yifsha or im yifsha kva al yikonet b'mokim sakona. Don't go to mokim sakona and then say this tefillah. That's leis lombo. You have to watch yourself. You have to be careful. Yizor ba'atzmoy, not to be pasheya. Or even if you're there, don't go to the Makom Sakona. Don't go to a dangerous place and then expect the tefillah. No, stay away from that place. Ikedami omer Rav Masna afilu b'kach she'don of a hungry boy. No, even in a place that's don of a hungry boy. Zimnin loy misram ele inish. The yalef leischus. Sometimes is zimnin the loy misram ele inish. The yalef leischus. So in Mela, Amol, there's no people. So Yal Veschus, so the Schusim help, and that's where the Tefillah helps. Tonar Rabbanu Nichol Beis HaMerchatz. The Beis HaMerchatz, Amol, was a dangerous place because the boiler system was built under the bathhouse. And if a person, if the floor breaks, you're falling straight into the boiler system. That's how they heated up the bath. Hanichol Beis HaMerchatz, Oim, Yigot, Mufnech, Hashem, Lekai, Shetatzelim, Mizeh, save me from any sakon in the bathhouse. Umeki Yoitz, Bezev, similar to this. Val Yerbi, Dvar, Tekel, Kola, Vo'ovoin, Vim Yerbi, Dvar, Tekel, Kola, Vo'ovoin, Temi, Sosi, Kapora. And if something tragic happens, it should be a Misa Kapora. V'chol Avanoisai, for all my sins. A Gvaldi Gazach, a person goes to a place that it might be a sakona. If it's going to be tragic ending, let it be a kapora. Om Rabbi Eloi Leime Inish, Hochi, don't say this. Do the liftach pum le sotin. Al tiftach pel le sotin. Ver retzich hafazat advah misa. Who talks about if I'll end up dying over here? That's al tiftach pel le sotin. Do om reshlogish v'chein tonim b'shmeid Rabbi Yoyse lo lama yiftachonim pib le sotin. Om Rabbi Yoyse my kore. Where do we see this in the posik? Nichsiv. Kimat kizdoim ayinu. La moira diminu. Kimat kizdoim. Why with kimat kizdoim? Zog the Moga, by Hadalei Novi, what did the Novi say? Right after that, Shimut Varashem Ktzine Esdoim. So we called Ktzine Esdoim because you mentioned, Kimat Ktzine Ayinu, Al Tiftach Pelasotan, Kinovik Mayomer, what do you say when you leave? Om Ravacha Moidein Lefenech Hashem Lekai, Shetzaltani Minah Oil Ha'ur. You saved me from the boiler, so to speak, from the fire beneath the bathhouse. Rabavo, Al Ol Levei Bani, he went into the bathhouse. Ifchaz Bei Bani, the floor opened up, it broke open, Mitusei, so it could have been a sakana. They fell into the fire system, the boiler system. Israch le nisa nest took place. Kom al amuda. He stood on one amud. Shziv me'avachad gavri bechad evrei. He saved 101 people with his hand, with one aver standing on one foot on that one beam that was still standing, and they're all holding on to him. But the zakoyach was a nest. Oh, ma'hainu drav acher. Dom rav acher nichas lahok is dam. If someone enters lahok is dam. Hakoz is dam for bloodletting. So what happens? So Rashi says, it had ever bizgoya hichzik echod. I held one person, oshnayim. Vezeh bazeh hichziku ad mea ve'echod. And another person held another person, another person, they're all in mid-air. That was the nes. Zogti Gemara, if someone is making his dam, oy me yirotim b'fnech Hashem alakai, she'e esik zeh li l'refuah. That the esik should be l'refuah. You make a special bracha anytime you take a medicine, or anytime you do something which is medicinal, or you go to a doctor that does l'refuah, so you make yirotim, she'e esik zeh li l'refuah. V'tirpeini, ki kel roif v'neman ato, u'refu oscho emes, v'lifi she'en dakon she'bnei odom l'rapois. Really, you should be dependent on the Eibishter. Should be mevakesh to the Eibishter. So if you're not going to mevakesh, if you don't have the full bitochen on that madrega, and you're relying on doctors and on medicine, so then you have to say this yirotzen. Then she'esik zel lil refu v'tirpeini kikel roif v'nemanato ufos chaemes. So why do we go to the doctors? Ela shenohagu. We're not in that madrego bitochen, so we know to go to doctors. Omer Abaye, loy leme in eshochi. The tonis vere b'shmoel v'rape yirape mikan shenit reshus l'roifel l'rapois. No, a roifel has reshus to rape. Don't say that. No, you're not supposed to go to a doctor. Roifel has special reshus. Famous ma'aseh with the goyin. A doctor once told someone, a patient, that he gives him this amount of time to live. So the Goyen says, you have no reshus to say that. The Torah gives a special reshus l'rapois. Not more than that. You have no reshus to say a bad tiding. Only a good l'rapois. Me'el from them kentz in his ogen. Zog the mora, ki koi mai oimel, omer avacha bo roife chinom. You say bo roife chinom. Now the Rishonim have a kasha that mikan shenit reshus l'roife l'rapois is pshita. Why not? If he's not going to be merapa, then he's oivon l'isam l'adam re'echo. So of course he has to be merapa. So the teretz is they want to give the Rishonim is that he's allowed to be merapa b'schar. You might think that mahu b'chinom avata b'chinom, just like by teretz sota b'agafur, so mele who says allowed to take schar. So the chiddush in rapa yirapa is that reshus l'rapa is even to take schar for it. Or others want to be mechalek that a choyli b'dei odom, you're allowed to be merapa. But maybe a choyli b'dei shamayim, you're not allowed to be merapa. It's like being married by malchus. The Eibishter punished the person with a choyli. How does a doctor come in the middle and try to treat the person and heal him? Komashalon, he's merapa, verapa, yirapa. Even on a choyli b'dei shamayim, you're allowed to heal. Now, after the din of yesh l'chus l'roif l'rapois, then there's a chiv to be merapa. And if he's not merapa, stay in Shulchan Aruch, he's in Shilam Advov, he's a shoivich domim. After a shus for a roifel rapois, and he ignores his obligation, it became a chiv, so then he's considered like a shoivich domim, and he's a chiv to be merapa. We'll stop over here, the bottom of the omid. We'll continue Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. Samach omid beis.